horrifically defective, so hideous a betrayal of all your hopes for it. That's what I really meant.
That though is about what it's like to write the thing, and how marvelous it seems when it's in your head, and how mm-hmm. how real and therefore unperfect it seems when it comes out. That was for that little thing they asked me to write about what it was like to write it.
I've had that experience even in the most simple aspects sure. of writing. I'll work something out while I'm in the shower, and then I'll sit down to write it. I've honed it in the shower, and then when, of course, I've forgotten all of those clever little details I stuck in the shower, and what comes out is so much less interesting than that wonderful original germ of an idea.
You know, the whole thing about perfectionism, I mean, you were asking before about the years that I didn't write. The perfectionism is very dangerous, because, of course, if your fidelity to perfectionism is too high, you never do anything, because doing anything results, it's actually kind of tragic, because it means you sacrifice how gorgeous and perfect it is in your head for what it really is. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of years, I think, where I really struggled with that. You know, the book is imperfect, but I also know that the book is exactly the best I could have done for the 3 years that I was working on it.
And you feel good about it?
I feel, yeah. This is the first thing that I've done. There are things and other things I've done that I'm very proud of. This is the